Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're on Lamed Amud Beis. We're by the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom, where it says Kol Hisurin Legavim Mizbeach. All Hisurin that were on the Mizbeach, Vladosehen Mutarin. The Vlads are Mutar. Okay. So now, this is Machlok. It's not hard. Amar Rav. It's not hard. It's just convoluted. Amar Rav. Kol Hisurin Legavim Mizbeach Vladosehen Mutarin. Any baby of any possible, what does that mean? That means that the animal, the mother is a rovea, let's say. The baby's kosher. The mother was worshipped. The baby's kosher. B'tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, Osir. He said it's Osir. All the babies are Osir. So what are they arguing about? Amar of Huna, Bar Chinna, Amar Rab, Nachman, Machlokes. The Machlokes is she'ibru. It got pregnant. Ulbasof nirvu. And then it was raped after it was already pregnant, which means Rabbi Eliezer Savar Urach Uber Yerach Imahu. The Ubar is part of the mother. Therefore, the mother was raped, so was the baby. Therefore, the baby's ineligible. That's why he said it's Asr. V'Rabbanan Savri Lav Yerach Imahu. It's its own entity. It has nothing to do with the mother. I wasn't raped. The mother was raped. Avol Nirvu. But if it was raped, Ulasof Irvu. And then it got pregnant. Divirakol Mutarin. Everybody holds mutter. It was raped today. Got pregnant 2 or 6 months later. Has a child. That baby's nothing wrong. Everyone would agree to that. That's one way of learning this whole story. Rav Amar? No. Machlokas, the machlokas is Kishinirva'u, first it was raped, Ulbasof Ibru, then it got pregnant. What does that mean? How could that be possible? How could anyone hold this problem? Why is that a problem? It was raped now, then it became pregnant a year later. So why is the baby a puzzle? Here's why. Because the Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Zevizegorim Aser. Zevizegorim is Aser. This child is a union of the father, who didn't do anything wrong, and the mother, who's already tainted. She's already tainted. Why? She's already the victim of a rape.
I'm not arguing with them.
No, that's one version. Oh. That's Rav Huna explained the machlokas. Rav explained the machlokas a different way. No, we're talking about it was raped first, then it got pregnant a year later. So why is the baby usher? According to Rabbi Elazar, why is the baby usher? I'll tell you why. Because Zevizeh Gorim is usher. So who created this child? The male. There's nothing wrong with that guy. Nothing wrong with that animal, the male. But the female. The female was raped. Five months before. So the female's tainted. Inside her is rape. So Zev is, and both parents contribute to the child. Therefore, the child is Aser. Verbanan Savri, Zev is a Gorm is Mutter. That's not a problem. Therefore, the child is Mutter. But, Aval Ibru, if it got pregnant, it'll be Sof Nirvu, and then it was raped. Divya called Aser. Everyone holds it's Aser. Nobody would argue on that. Rava L'taimei, Rava's consistent to Amar Rava, Vlad Nervas Asura. If a Vlad, the Vlad of a rape is Usur, he Vlad the Nervo. They were both raped. Vlad Nogech is Usur. The blood of a gorer, of an attacker is Usur. Why? He Vlad the Nagru. Because they both attacked it. Wishnachmin, a third version. Amri la Amr Vuna Barchina Amr of Nachin Machlokes Kishinirvu Kishem Mugdashin. All Machlokes is when it was raped, when it was already Kodesh. The Rabbi Lazar Savar Bizi Milsa. It's a turnoff. It's a disgusting thing. You can't bring that as a carb. It's a Kodesh. Rabbanan Savri Law, the Rabbanan say no. Aval Nirvu Kishen Hochulin. But if it was there when it was Chulin, and then 6 months later you want to donate it now to the Beis HaMikdash, Hov Ishtanu, now changed. What changed? I made a Kodesh now. Devir HaKol Mutarin. Everybody would agree that that's mutter. Rava Amar, Rava says that's great. Amar of Nachan, Machlokes, Kishinirvu, Kishin Chulim. The whole Machlokes is when it was raped, when it was Chulim. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Bizi Milsa. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a problem, it's a bizarre to bring such a thing to the base of Eitash. For Rabbanan Savi Holva Ishtanu Mutarin, since it changed, it's okay. Aval Nirvu, but if it was raped, Kishin Mukdashin, when it was already Kodesh, then it was Divya Kol Asur, everybody would hold it's a problem. Okay. The next said was Vlad Trefa. The Vlad of a Trefa is the Vlad of a Trefa, Rabbi Eliezer said, the Vlad of a Trefa you cannot bring on the Mizbeach. Why not? That's what he said in the Mishnah. The Vlad of a Trefa is ineligible. Why? We don't think the baby's a Trefa, just because the mother is a Trefa. So what's going on? So, Lamanda, my Trefa Yalda, if you hold the Trefa is, the Trefa can have even a child. Yesterday Marcel asked that question. If you hold that a Trefa can even father a child, or mother a child, right? Mishkachas lakagon shenitrefa, it became a trefa, ulbasof, ibra, and then it got pregnant. which I guess could happen. If you hold it, could happen. It could happen. The Ubahah Pligi. Do you really ask yourself, Zev is a Gurm Usser? Why is the child Usser? Because this Trefa got pregnant, has a child inside. That child is the union of a Trefa and a non-Trefa. If you hold Zev is a Gurm is Usser, so this child now is part Trefa. Even though we don't see a Trefa, but it's halachically, it's considered part Trefa. V'rabbanan Safri, Zev is a Gurm Mutter. Zev is a Gurm is Mutter. Okay? Ulamanda, Rashi discusses, what about your Uber Yerachima? What about that factor? So put that aside, because it doesn't want us to mention it. Lamanda Amar Trefa Eino Chaya. If a Trefa can't even live, let alone have a child, Mishkacha's luck, it goes to Ibra, it got pregnant, Ulamasov Nitrefa. And then it had a baby. It got pregnant, then it became a Trefa. So the baby inside is going to come out. Is the baby a problem, ineligible for the Mizbeach? It's a Machlokas. What's the Machlokas about? Ubal Kamif Pligi. The uber is part of the mother. Therefore, the mother is a trefa, so is the baby. Rabbanan Savri, uber lav yerechimu. Not true. Amar of Huna, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer that what? That the animal, that the baby is going to be a trefa when? Be'efroach, by a beitas trefa sha'asar. The egg that comes out of a trefa bird, the chachamim will agree that egg is asar. What's the difference between an egg and an animal? My taima. What's the difference?
Not a trefa bird. A bird that became trefa.
A bird that became a trefa that had a baby, an egg, laid an egg. That vlad is also a problem. Everybody would agree to that. By behemoth, they argue. The chachamim say the baby was born, animal, a cow, a calf was born. The mother's a trefa, true. What's with the baby? What's the shaykhis? So you know, Uber Yerechimo, and Zev is a Gurm. There's all Shaykhs. You're about to say it's not an issue. By a bird, it's an issue. The egg. What's the difference?
The other way around.
What?
The other way around. It's not even part of it.
Oh, so here we go. Exactly the opposite. Here we go. My timer. Ad kan lo pligi oled Rabbi Eliezer. When did the Chachamim say the baby's not a trefa? Ela b'vlad behema. By an animal. The me'avira karavya. The animal is born. The animal grows where? Outside the body, in the air. So the growth of the animal takes place in the air. What's trefa? No trefa, no shaychis. The fact that it was in the womb, it was in a trefa mother, so what? Where does it really grow? It grows in the airspace, outside the... Avol beitas trefa, but a beta of a trefa, dimigufa de tarna golda karavia. Where did it get born? Inside the mother. Afilu Rabbanan Moda, even the Rabbanan would agree. Right? Rashi says, Mavir Karabi, La'acha Shenolad, after it's born, V'holech V'gadol, it goes and grows. It goes and grows. Hilkach, Iker Gidulo Eino Me'imo, the main growth of a baby is not in the mother.
It's outside.
It's outside. Avo Beitza, but an egg, Miguva Tana Goldaravia. It's inside the mother. V'hadar mochiach shel achas sheyotze eino gedela. Rashi, I'll prove to you. Once the egg is hatched, it doesn't really grow. I don't know what Rashi means by that. Right? Hadavar mochiach shel achas sheyotze eino gedela.
It's the other way around.
Mishum hachi, mod Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would agree that it's a problem.
It's the other way around, because once the baby comes out of a mammal,
yeah.
It's a baby. Once an egg comes out, it's nothing.
It's an egg.
No, it's not.
The
until
it has
developed.
Yeah. Right, but the opposite, I think. Well, the baby on the outside, an egg on the outside has to develop,
right? Yeah. Because if you open it up, it's an egg, not a chicken.
Right. Oh, the point is, it's not growing from the air. It's growing from the, I don't know. Okay. Amalei Rav Huna, Tani Misayei Halach. You have a bride that supports what you said like this. So this is a halacha that Malei Tarvad of Rima. If you have a spoonful of human remains, and rima means it got wormy, right? It got wormy. Haba me'adam chai, that came from a live person. So Rabbi Eliezer metame. Rabbi Eliezer says it's tame. Now the halacha is that you have to have a shear of a dead body in order to make tumah. What's the shear? I don't know, whatever the shear is. But when it comes to like dust of a human person, the shear is a spoonful of dust. What if it's wormy? So it's not really a full spoonful because there's worms in there. So the Rabbi Eliezer said it's still tame. Chacham say it's tar. So Rabbi Eliezer metame v'chachamim metarin. What's this machlokas? What are they arguing about? Ad kan lo pligir banale el barima. When do they argue by worms? De pirsha ba'almahu. Worms are outside of a human. Not part of a human. It's outside. Avol beitza, but an egg. De migu for the tarnagolas who? But that an egg that
part of the bird.
Afila rabbanon modeh. Even the rabbanon would agree that it's part of the. That if it's part of the Rabbanon would agree that it's usser, therefore the bird is part of the mother, and therefore, just as the bird is part of the mother when it comes to tumah, not sure what that means by tumah, so too the bird is part of the mother when it comes to treifa, our story of treifa. Amalei Abaye, ad Rabbi Yochanan mistaper, just the opposite. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Eliezer oleh Rabbanon ela berima. When did the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Eliezer? When does Rabbi Eliezer agree with Rabbanon by a person? The ikri adam mechayim rima. Because even a live person is called rima. Even a live person is called worms. Where's that? And it says in Eov, the ksiv, v'tikvas enosh rima. Right? Man's end, man's hope is to be a worm. Because they die. Uben adam tola, the son of a man to be a worm. Aval gabe beta emas gadla. When does it grow? When does it grow? Right? L'chi masricha. Right? After it gets foul. And when that happens, it's merely only dust. I feel the Rabbanon Moda. The Rabbanon would agree that there's no treifa on a bird that's born from a treifa bird. He argues the opposite. The Oud also. Tanya Behedya. We have a preferential brisa. Moda Rabbi Eliezer l'chachamim. The other agrees. The Efroach beitza treifa shemutter. The Efroach of a beitza of a treifa is mutter. Not like we said before. Exactly what you guys were saying. The exact opposite. So Rava said back, Amalei, okay, itanya tanya. If you have a brisa that says that, then I take it back. Okay, I take my sting back. And then that's the opposite now. By a bird, they all agree to mutter. Why? Because what you were all saying. By an animal, there's a machlokas. Okay. Then, Rabbi Chanan ben Atigis Omer, Kshera. Yeah. What was Kshera? But then we said, that's the But my timer, what's the reason? What's the reason for what? What's the reason that we said, the Mishnah said that if a kosher animal nurses from a treifa, the animal can't be brought on the Mizbeach? That's what we said in the Mishnah. That's what we're talking about now. A kosher animal that nurses, suckled from a treifa animal, doesn't make a difference, the animal can't be brought on the as a Mizbeach, as a carbon. My timer, why not? Because it got fattened up from treif. Is that the reason? Elamiyata hachila karshini avodah zara hachanamidat zira. What if the animal ate avodah zara grass? It can't be brought as a carbon. Who made up that rule? Not such a rule like that. So Ella tani Reb Chanina tartia kamed Reb Yochanan kigon shehenika chalav roseach mishachris l'shachris. It nursed. From Shachris to Shachris.
The whole day.
Hoel v'yachola lamod aleha me'es l'es. That the whole day it nursed from a treifa animal. So what? So Rashi says, hoel v'yachola lamod al osa cholav shal Shachris me'es l'es below shum achil acheres. It never ate anything else. K'she yigia me'es l'es chazar v'yinaka. Every time it keeps on nursing from this. Hildach kol gedilta mimena. All the growth is from this animal. Afilu achla dvar macher beda. Even if it ate other things. Even if it ate other things, the point is, if it's later. Really, its main sustenance is from treif, it's ineligible. Says Tosfos on the bottom, v'hu adin kashine avodazara. In a chanami. If it all it ate was avodazara grass, same story, it would be ineligible. Tak ineligible. Right? Im achla kol yomea ikr gedelta mehen. Ikr is from them. Shu aser lufum brita afilu lehadyot. Even, no matter what. In other words, all its growth is from that. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned. The Rambam had a different pshat altogether. The Rambam said, all this means is that Yochalam Shachris l'Shachris me'es l'es. All that means is if the animal nursed treif, or if the animal ate treif, you have to wait 24 hours me'es l'es till it gets out of the system. Then you can bring it for a carbon. Not that the whole growth was from treif. No, It did today. There was no, the animal mother was, give that animal over there. That animal's not a kosher animal. It's a trefa. You have to wait 24 hours to get it out of the system. Then you can bring it for a carbon. Rashi and Tosfos don't learn like that. Rashi and Tosfos learn the whole growth is from the trefa. Okay. Then we said, kala kachim shenasu trefa ein podim. Any animal that's a trefa, that's a carbon, and it became a trefa, you don't redeem it. Why don't you redeem it? Because something you can do with it. You can't do it. You can't eat it. So what are you redeeming it for? For dog food? We don't do that. Menahani mili. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan. Tizbach. You can check it. V'lo l'githa. Not shearing. You can't shear it. V'yachalta. V'lo l'kalbecha. You could eat it. You can't give it to the dog. Basar. Only meat. V'lo chal. You can't even milk it. Mikan she'ein podin esakachim l'achil maklavim. You do not redeem a trefa to give it to the dog. So something you can do with it. Something you can do with it. It was going to be a carbon. You discovered a trefa. What do you do with it? We're going to have later what you do with it. It has to die. You have to bury it. But you can't redeem it because you don't redeem kachim for no purpose. Ikat yomri, tizbach v'achalta, ein l'cha behen heter, ele mishat zvicha v'eilech. Now, there's no heter except for shechting it onward. Kasavar, posen as a kachim l'achim l'aklavim. You can. This mandamra holds, you can redeem it, even though you're not going to do anything with it, you're going to make it for dog food, it's totally okay. Hajjalach kol ha'isurin, hajjalach kol ha'isurin, hajjalach kol ha'isurin. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we know that there are two, the next parak is going to talk about the following topic. I think I'm almost finished here. It's Masechta. I finished on Thursday. There are two types of donations you can make to the Beis HaMikdash. You can make it a carbon, and then everything else. Right? A carbon, called kachay mizbeach, and the other one is called kachay berek habayis. If you give something that could be a mizbeach, and you make it into berek habayis, should you have done that? You should not have done that. You shouldn't have done that. It's eligible for a carbon. Don't make it berek habayis. If you did, we're going to have the gemara, what happens? So they have different halachas. Some halachas are the same, some halachas are different. Here we go. Yesh b'kachim mizbeach, some halachas b'kachim mizbeach, she'ein b'kachim berek habayis. They don't apply the berek habayis. They don't apply. V'yesh, and some things, kachim berek habayis, she'ein b'kachim mizbeach. And some don't apply a mizbeach. Now, here we go. Kachim mizbeach, a kachim mizbeach, osin tamura. You can make a tamura out of that. You donate a carbon, you can make tamura. You donate a berek habayis, there's no such thing as tamura. Kachim berek habayis, Enos and Tamura. You can't do it. No such thing. Kachim mizbeach, a carbon, chayav and alav, mishum pigol, nosar, v'tame. A carbon, you can have pigol problems, you can have nosar problems, and you can have tame problems. Right? Right? Very good. The Grizz asks, what's the Mishnah telling me? That by berek habayis, you can't have pigul, nosar, and tamei? It doesn't even make sense. Pigul, nosar, and tamei only by karbanos.
Right.
It doesn't make sense that, oh, you only have pigul by kachim, by karbanos, not by berek habayis. It doesn't even make sense. No shaykhis. Why? There's no way that you can have pigul by berek habayis. I donated this chair to the Beis HaMikdash. What pigul? No such thing.
But you give it for unknown reasons.
What? But it only applies by karbanos when I shech. It's time and place.
What?
Time and place. The wrong time, the wrong place. That what? It only applies. Let it apply by karbanos. It makes sense. Okay, it's akasha. Anyway, next, vladon v'chelbon asur la'achar pidyonam. The vlad or the chal of the milk are asur even after a pidyon. What does that mean? So Rashi says. Nafgalong la'el, besof parakol ha'surin. It says basar, we just read it. Basar. If you have an animal that you're going to bring for a carbon, and then it got a mum. So what do I do now? I can't bring it for a carbon. It got a mum. What do I do with it? It already got a mum. So I have to put it out to pasture. It got a mum ready. I redeem it. What do I do with the money? I'll buy a new carbon. What do I do with the animal? What do I do with this animal now?
It's chulin.
Can I milk it? No. Basar, v'lo chalav. I can only shecht it and have a barbecue. I cannot milk it. I can't shear it. I can't work it. Only shechting and eating it. Okay? That's why the Mishnah told us that Vladon. Now, what about the Vlad? Vladon, Mepharish, Perak Beis, the Bechoros. We said this in the second parak in Bechoros. Diaber, Lefnei, Pidyona. If it got pregnant before I redeemed it, meaning it got pregnant, then it got a mum, so I redeemed it. The Ishilid L'achar Pidyona. And then I had a baby after it was already redeemed. The less lay takanta, there's nothing you can do with that child. That baby is in limbo land. Why? Likrivin who I can't bring it for a carbon. Mikoach kedusha dechuya asa, because it's born from a carbon that's been pushed off. Why has it been pushed off? Why has it been pushed off? Because it got a mum. Right? It got a mum, so it can't be brought. And lifgarin who? And what about, so let's redeem it. I'll redeem it. No, lo ali me limit for pidyon. It can't be redeemed. It's not a carbon. So what are you redeeming? So you can't do anything with this animal. Aval, but this abru l'achar pidyon, if it got pregnant after I redeemed it, a year later, then vladan, tzvi v'ayil ninu umutar, it's like a tzvi in an island, it's mutar. Right? Umbekotche berek habayis, But if it's kachim bedek abayis, afilu de'iaber kodim pidyonim, shari, it's always mutter, because de lo akdashinu eladmi, v'lo chamiri k'dushay kulahai. That's a machmer. So back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah just say? The vlad of the carbon, or the milk of a carbon, are usur after redemption. And then Rashi explained, what does it mean, the vlad? Only in a certain case. It was pregnant before pidyon, gave birth after pidyon, that baby's in limbo. It can't be brought as a carbon. It comes from a pushed-off mother. It can't be redeemed because it's not a carbon. So what do you do with it? Nothing. It's usser. Milk of a redeemed carbon? Usser. What about bedek habayis? It's all mutter. Okay? That's the difference between bedek habayis and mizbeach. Anyone got that case? Vashochtom bachutz, chayev. If you shecht a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, you chayev for that. If you shecht the Berach HaBayit outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not chayev for that. Ein nosnin lehem le'umnin b'scharon. And you can't pay a worker, guys in the Beis HaMikdash, he's fixing something in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't pay him with karbanos. With karbanos. You can pay him with Berach HaBayit. Right? Masha'en kein Berach HaBayit, b'kachi Berach HaBayit. None of that applies b'kachi Berach HaBayit. Yesh b'kachi Berach HaBayit, shestam ekdeshos l'Berach HaBayit. Stam hetesh is Berach HaBayit. So I'm donating that to the Beis HaMikdash. Stam Berek Habayis. Hektish Berek Habayis. Hektish Berek Habayis. Chol al hakol. Anything can be Berek Habayis. Anything. Rashi says, Afilu al avonim, even on avonim, val etzim, and on wood. I want to donate that stone. I can donate it to the wood. I can donate that. They all ask on Rashi that you can donate wood to the Mizbeach.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Wood can be donated to the Mizbeach. So the answer is, that's true, it's not all the time. It's only from Tuba of, just a Tuba of this week, from Tuba of, afterwards, there's no more donating, because then I have enough wood. That enough. So, it's not the whole year, that's what Rashi throws in, with sticks and stones. Right? Anything you want, you can donate anything. Umalin bigadulehen, and you're over me'ila, you're over me'ila if you use any of the, let's say you milk a kachi berek habayis. You want to drink a cup of milk. So you milk the animal, you drink the milk. You don't have me'ila for that. Right?
As opposed to
mizbeach, maybe you're not over me'ila. Yeah. Ve'ein behen hanah lebailim. That line means that by kachi ha-mizbeach, the kahanim and the bailim get something out of it. The kahanim get to eat, they get to hide, the baal gets to eat. Berek habayis, no such thing. No one gets hanoah out of it. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Nobody gets hanoah out of it. No individual people get hanoah out of it. Fine. Now, the klalahu, is that a rule? The kol kachim mizbeach osin tamura? Any kachim mizbeach you can make tamura? It's not true. Very ofos, the kachim mizbeach ain, ofos a kachim mizbeach v'tnan, haminchas v'ofos ain osin tamura? You can't make tamura with birds? He goes, yeah, ki kamina abehema. I was talking about only animals. Mishnah is talking about animals. One second. Very vlad kachim mizbeach who not in a vlad osa tamura, but the vlad of mizbeach can't make a tamura. It's an animal. Haman Rabbi Yehuda the amar vlad osa tamura. No, he says a vlad can't make a tamura. Very tumur atzma the kachim mizbeach, but about a tumur itself. Tumura itself is a kachim. Utnan ain't tumura osin tumura. A tumura can't make another tumura. So Gemara says, listen, ki katana ikar zivicha. I was talking about the main animal. The main carpet that you bring, you can make a tumura out of it. Not birds and tumuras also in vlad. So Gemara says, okay, hash the ashes lahachi, I feel tame rabbana. Now that I gave that answer, this could be according to anybody. Ki, even the one who holds that vlads are not tumura, nothing to do with that. Ki katana ikar zivicha. We're talking about the ikar zivicha, the main carbon. Got it? Okay. For the ein nosen lehem leumnin, you can't pay or fix a worker with Beis Hamikdash money. You can't pay him with Bizbeach money. You know what? That we're going to bring that for a carbon. You take that as your payment. You don't do that. Ha, kachim bedek abayis nosen, but kachim bedek abayis, we'll give him. Somebody donated this beautiful $100 bill. We're giving it to you. Because you did work here in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Amar Avo, Amar Kra, V'asuli, Mishali. Right? You can give him, you can give the worker money from Bedek HaBayis. 100%. Okay? Now, Yesh Bekaj, this is a hard Gemara now. Yesh Bekaj Bedek HaBayis. Some things applied by Bedek HaBayis that didn't apply by Karbanos, which was, Stam donation is to Bedek HaBayis. Stam donation. Even an animal that could be a carbon? I understand if I said that. You know what? I had a very good year. I'm going to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's for Kabanos? No. No. Stam is for Bedek HaBayis. What about a behemoth that could be a carbon? I'm not talking about a non-kosher animal like a donkey. A cow. Could be a carbon. Or a goat. Could be a carbon. So here we go. Omar Mar. Stam Hekdeshos LeBedek HaBayis. Right? The Stam Hekdesh is Bedek HaBayis. Says Rashi, Vafilu behema b'mashma. Even a behema is included in that. V'chol al hakol. And it's chal and everything. Mantano, who said that? Right? That what? That if you donate a behema, stam, it belongs to the Bedek HaBayis, even if it's a behema, even if it could be a carbon. Amar b'chia bar abba, amar b'yochanan, the local Rabbi Yeshua. That's not Rabbi Yeshua. Ditanya, because we learned like this, Habakish Nechasov, if you have Nechasim in your possession, you don't, I'm donating everything I own. I'm donating everything I own. V'hayu behem, behema, ruyu legabi mizbeach, and you have animals in there that could be kabanos. So Zecharim v'nekevos, males and females. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zecharim yimachru l'tzarche olos, the males are sold. And with the money you buy olos, those animals themselves cannot be brought as olos. Why not? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds stam donations to Bedek HaBayis. Right. So they're not karbanos. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, what do you do with the males? Sell the males and buy olos. Olos have to be males. V'nekevos, yimachu l'tzarchei shlamim. Sell them and with the money buy shlamim. V'demeyen yiplu imshar nechasin l'Bedek HaBayis. And the money goes with other money for Bedek HaBayis, right? Fine.
Anyhow, most people who buy animals in Yerushalayim, they bring for Korban, right?
No, but you're donating.
I understand. Then the Beis HaMikdash sell, and the person who's
So the guy's on his deathbed. His doesn't have children. You know what? Before I die, I'm donating everything to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's in his possessions, in his inventory? Animals. What do you do with animals? Can you bring them as karbanos? No. You have to sell them, and with the money, you buy karbanos. Now, the Gemara says something funny. When it comes to males, sell them by olos. When it comes to females,
shlamim.
No, it doesn't say that. Nekevus yimachu l'tzarchei shlamim, v'demehem yiplu imshar nechasim l'bedek HaBayis. What does that mean?
Extra.
The extras. Fine. What do you mean extra? You're buying shlamim. What is extra? What does that mean? What does this mean here?
The better question is, why do you assume that this would be extra for shlomim and not for olos?
What?
The better question you should ask is, why is it extra for
shlomim? Right, what does that mean, extra? What does that mean?
Change.
What change? You're buying whatever you have, you're buying shlomim.
Yeah, but you don't have enough. It's $10 an hour, we have $12.
Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Yeshua argues, Zecharim hein atzmon yikru olos. No, the males themselves, bring them as olos. You have to sell them for them, get the money, buy new animals. Just bring those. Because he's going to hold that a stam donation is Bedek HaBayis, but not if it's an eligible carbon. Right? So the stam animals those go, if they're males, they go for olos. Nikevos, if they're females, no. Yimachu, they have to be sold. V'tzarchei shlamim, v'yavi, b'demehem, olos. And with the money, buy olos. V'shar nechasim, l'berek abayis. And everything else goes to berek abayis. All the furniture goes to berek abayis. What's the difference between the males and the females? So Rashi says over here, Adam cholek es nidro. Zecharim l'olos. Zecharim go to the olos right away. Udmehem l'dmei ola. And the nekevos l'dmei ola. You can't, what?
It's a big difference.
What's the difference?
Because when the base matrix is empty,
yeah. You throw an ola. Right, no. But I'm saying, a guy had males. So males, bring olas. Females, bring shlamim. Why not? No. Sell them, we're going to bring olas. So it's very similar to what you're saying. The shlamim, because when it comes to a shlamim, leka lememar de lekarvo below pidyon. The guy never meant to donate it without a pidyon. He never meant that the females should be brought as shlamim. Why not? Because, listen to what Rashi says, leka lememar, the kivon de ihu achel behu, since when it comes to a shlamim, you get to eat part of it. So, asu ledei mi'ila. It's not really Me'ila. It's like Me'ila. In other words, I want the guy's on his deathbed. He donates everything to the Beis HaMikdash. But if we're going to take animals and make shlamim out of it, not everything's going to the Beis HaMikdash. Because some of it you can eat. Shlamim you can eat. So not everything's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So he didn't mean that. So now females cannot be brought as olas. So to sell them, and with the money, buy olas.
You buy shlamim or buy olas?
Olas.
He's selling the animals for people to use for shlamim.
Right. And with the money, you buy olas. You need a shlamim, I'll sell you one. Will you give me $200? That $100, I'm going to buy an ola now. I can't be a shlamim because I donate everything to the Beis HaMikdash. And if I get to eat it, that's not the Beis, that's my belly.
Best of both worlds.
Right, exactly. You can't have any enough from these karbanos. Why? Because you said I'm donating it to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not donating it to the Beis HaMikdash and my stomach. So therefore, it has to be only olas. So any females have to be sold. Okay? Upligi Rav Adar Bar Ava, his argument on Rav Adar Bar Ava. Dam Rav Adar Bar Ava, Amar Rav, Be'eder Shekul Zecharim, if you have a flock full of males, Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Mod, the Lo Shavak Inish Kachim is Be'ech U'Maklish Be'edek HaBayis. No one says that. No one holds that if you have animals that are eligible to be olas, that they go to Be'edek HaBayis. Nobody holds that. So Lo Nechol, what are they arguing about? El Be'eder, Sheyesh Bo Mechza Zecharim Mechza Nekevos. What if you have 50-50? Or you have some males and some females. The Rabbi Eliezer suffer in cholak es nidro. The guy doesn't make distinctions. I'm donating everything. But not everything, because this is it. No one talks like that. Therefore, ubin nekevos lav olos, since the nekevos can't be olos, zecharim nami lav olos. These males are also not going to be olos. If your Yeshua suffer, cholak es nidro. Of course you could divide it. So the males go for olos, and the females have to be sold. What's the big deal? That's all. Very simple. It's a big deal. Right? Okay. Fine. Very good. Lishnach Rina, another version. Amr la Amr Vada Brava, Amr Varav, Bishlo Hikdish El Behema. If all you have are animals, Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Mode, the Loshovak Inish Kachim Mizbeach, Umatish the Bedek Abayas. Nobody's gonna donate to the Bedek Abayas, the Mikdash, and not to the Mizbeach. No one's gonna do that. The animals. Right? You have other stuff with you. We're just repeating ourselves. Rabbi Lezer Savar Ein Adam Chalak Es Nidro. A person doesn't divide up his promises. Since those other stuff, the furniture can't be karbanos, his animals also not karbanos. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Adam Chalak Es Nidro. You can. Fine. What? Right. That's why it says you have other stuff going to Berek Abayis. Elishna Kama Litnu Yiplu Lebedek Abayis. Listen Yiplu Lebedek Abayis. It should say that it goes to Berek Abayis. Fine. Tani Hachi Dmei Yiplu Lebedek Abayis. Fine. Very good. Next, we said Hektish Berek Abayis Chol Al Hakol. It applies to everything. Lasuye Mai. What does that come to include? Omar Ravina. Lasuye Shipui. Veniva, which is sawdust and what? Leaves. Very good. Umalin begidulehen, but you over me'ila on the children. Lasuye Mai, what does it come to include? Amar of Papa, Lasuye Chalav Hamukdashin, the milk, Ubeitse Torin, or eggs, and eggs, those are usr. Right? Kitanya, Chalav Hamukdashin, the milk of a carbon, Ubeitse Torin, and the egg of a Torah bird, Lo Nanin, now that I have enough of that, but Velo Malin, you don't have Mila for that. If you donate a chicken, mole in the beitza. You're not allowed to use the egg. The chamura ma'ol in bechalva. If you donate a donkey to Bet HaKabayis, you're not allowed to use the milk. What are you going to do with that milk? You can sell it to a guy. Not allowed to do that. Not have enough from it. Even if you hold that you're over me'ila. On gidulei mizbeach, things that are for the mizbeach, Hani mili gidulin dechazel mizbeach. That's only true by gidulin that are roy for the mizbeach. The lo chazel mizbeach, but if they're not roy for the mizbeach, ain't molin. So therefore, milk doesn't go on the mizbeach. Eggs don't go on the mizbeach. You won't be over meila. We finished the daf, and we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.